Well, we're back with the Buckaroo Man Show. I'm John Erford, head jigger boss. That's in here the last Saturday of each month, so write her down on your tally book if you like this kind of music. And we're going to get bigger and better here on the Buckaroo Man Show. The best in the West. It's the best cowboy show in Northern California. And we're going to go on with another live band here. And this, we're kind of going to give a little shout out here to, that's, I know that's cowboy term or not, but that seems to be everybody's using it now. The Bluegrass Festival down in Lower Lakes coming up at the Anderson Ranch. And this group right here is going to be part of that hoorah down there. And I've heard a lot of good reports about them. I know John Jennings sets in with them. And they're called the Cobb Mountain Stompers. They're not a bluegrass band. I think they're an old-timey Appalachian band. I think that's where we're at with this. This is before bluegrass ever and Bill Monroe ever thought about doing it. He might have saw something, but this is what you call old-timey clogging music that I guess the settlers brought with them from Ireland or wherever, almost a Celtic type, I would say. Are we kind of in that realm, or are we?
Yeah, it's pretty much the stuff that Bill Monroe grew up with. This is his uncle Penn.
Don Reno, Red Smiley, some of them
Uncle
great
Penn.
Groups. But anyway, this fellow sitting right here with the banjo right here is Doc, and I think he's going to kind of give us a breakdown.
Sure.
Name the gang here, and
yeah.
We'll get on with some music right here.
Yeah, so I'm Doc Jekyll, and we're going to play a couple tunes for you. And we call ourselves the Cobb Stompers. We got in this studio here, we got a guitar, and we got an auto harp and a bass and fiddle and a banjo, and let's just make a tune right away.
Okay. All right, here we go. Right here on the Buckaroo Man, you heard it first, right here.
I was a juniper hanging on the tree. Every time a pretty girl passed, take a bite of me. He's a dandy, Charlie. He's a nice young man. He feeds those girls on candy. Going to the river to feed my sheep. Going to the river, Charlie. Going to the river to feed my sheep, feed him on barley. I don't like old Joe Clark, tell you the reason why. Other day came around my field, took out all my rye. Lay thee well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Betsy Brown. Lay thee well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Other day went to old Joe's house, never been there before. He slipped on the feather bed, I slipped on the floor. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Betsy Brown. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. On the mountainside when he came to town. He boarded in a big hotel according to Betty Brown. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Betsy Brown. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town.
Yes, sirree, Bob. That's what you're going to hear down there on the 10th, I think. It's the 10th of September.
Yo.
I'll tell you what, Doc. I'll tell you what.
I guess I've heard it called shit-kicking music. I guess you got a picture trying to kick some off your boot.
Yeah, we'll wake them up.
I'm going to get that old hard cider out tonight. We're going to go kicking up tonight. I'll tell you what, that is old time. All right, Doc, what do you got for us here now?
Well, we just played a tune called June Apple, and then we followed it with... Old Joe Clark, and
let me retune
this thing here a little bit. My open back banjo, and we got a couple more tunes. What's the next tune here, Patricia?
We're gonna do another medley. Starting out with Soldier's Joy.
This is an old Civil War type song. It's gonna move right into
Whiskey Before Breakfast.
All right. Well, hey, we're done that. Being a cowboy, I should say. Yes, sirree, Bob. But anyway, this is what you're going to be hearing down in Lower Lake at the Big Bluegrass Festival. I think it's on the 10th, isn't it? I think we're going to be doing it live.
September 10th.
Yeah, we'll be doing it live. KPFZ will be there, full swing. And this is one of the groups that's going to be there. Homegrown
Lake County.
Cob Stompers.
The Cob Stompers.
Right. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of good acts.
Remember this. Put it down in your tally book.
Get up early.
September 10th. Get up early. You guys are probably the first guys on. Yeah. Here we go.
Soldier's Joy.
Buckaroo Man
Go on show. After Henry. That sounded all right.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you was an old Civil War soldier at that time, this was the top 10 hit parade song of the time.
You know, this was the stuff that was on the radio before the radio.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Right before the radio.
And these old cowboys, when they left the Army, and this is some of the songs that they took with them on the trail drives, and this was the music they played, and a lot of the old trail songs and stuff were wrote off these kind of Appalachian type, Irish type, Celtic type music. And I'll tell you what, it's the best in the West. I'll tell you, this is our roots right here, this kind of music. And I'm going to have you guys do, what do you got left in your war bag? Anything else?
Oh, yeah, we got
all right, do us a couple more.
Yeah.
Right here on the Buckaroo Man Show.
Here's a tune called Western Country, because we're in the Western Country.
This will be down at the Bluegrass, for these folks will be at the Bluegrass Festival on the 10th of September. Write it down in your tally book. Cob Stompers, remember them. I don't know what time you're going to be on, but it might be the first bunch.
We open it up at 10.
10 o'clock they'll be on, so this is Lake County's own right here. Cob Stompers. That is something else. All right, let's go with one more, gang. That you guys, don't let her quit right now. You guys got to come up with something else. I don't want to give it all away before they see you down there at the Lower Lake.
Kitchen or red hair?
Maybe red hair.
Remember, this is
awesome. Okay.
These bluegrass people, man, they get to it. I've danced up on the board here and all over the place. Everybody's dancing in the studio, and I'll guarantee you they're getting with it. So you want to go to a barn dance tonight, this is really get you ready to go. Right here on the Buckaroo Man Show. Are we ready?
Yeah, sure.
Out of shoot four, here they are, Cobb Mountain Stompers. Thank you. One more. Are you guys wore out?
No.
Come on now. You guys.
You name it. I can go to A again if you need.
One more left, and you guys.
All right, Sally Ann.
Sally Ann. Everybody knows Sally Ann.
There they go. Fired up. One more right here on the Buckaroo Man Show. We're wore out of here, Monte. Whoa. What a group here. This is going to be
Nobody
at the...
needs a cup of coffee around here.
All right. I'll tell you what. They're going to be down at the Bluegrass Festival on September 10th, and I'll guarantee you, talk about energy. This rocked this old building. I hope she stands up. But anyway, I really appreciate you guys coming down here. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to take a little break here and bring the Sons of the Pioneers back in here. Yeah. Remember this group right here, the Cobb Mountain Stompers, and that they're going to be with Doc's head man. And I'll tell you what.
It's let me introduce these guys real quick.
You bet.
Yeah, maybe I feel like I forgot. Okay, we got Tamsin Nash over here. She's a rhythm specialist with a bunch of traditional things like the washboard and the clog doll. And we got Scott Serena on guitar, flailing away there real nicely. Got John Jennings on the bass.
That's first time.
Got a beautiful big black bass in there.
Man,
he's a versatile musician. And my wife, Trisha Jekyll, sawing away on the fiddle, and I'm Doc Jekyll on the clawhammer banjo.
And I'll tell you what, it was mighty fine, folks, and I'll guarantee you I'm going to have you back. I'll tell you what, this old studio, I don't think it's had that kind of blackness for a long time, and I'll guarantee you.
You thought it was an earthquake.
Yeah, but anyway, you'll see this group right down here at 10 o'clock on the 10th, Cobb Mountain Stompers, and I'll tell you what, they're fun to watch. And I mean, you can't see them here on the air, but I'll tell you what, they are a great group, and they're going to really be an addition to that show down there. We'll be broadcasting live here on KPFZ 88.1 FM. So remember, put her down in your tally book. That's the Bluegrass Festival at the Anderson Ranch in, I think that's Lower Lake, California. Right. It's a traditional Bluegrass Festival, they have it every year, and it gets bigger and better, I think, every year, doesn't it? You know?
Absolutely.